ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما أحسن تواضع الأغنياء للفقراء طلبا لما عند الله وأحسن منه تيه الفقراء على الأغنياء اتكالا على الله.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "It is good for the rich to show humility before the poor, to seek reward from Allah, but better than that is the holiness of the poor towards the rich with trust in Allah."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us on the program. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we're talking about life, hand in hand with life, of course, comes death. Now, some of us, for some reason, and the reasons are pretty particular, we have a tendency to fear death. But in reality, death is not something to fear. Death is just another step in this whole process of life and of creation. Now, one of the things that we must always remember is that every single one of us will die one day or the other, sooner or later. And this remembrance of death really is a cure for many illnesses of the heart and many illnesses of the soul. Now, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, within the scope of his universal persona,
has spoken about not only this concept of death, but this concept of how the world deceives us. And one of the reasons that we are deceived by the world is because we do not take into consideration this fact that every single one of us will die. So along these lines, there's this tradition where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "O you who swear at the world with your tongue, but you are attached to its vanity in your heart, say, when did the world deceive you? Were you deceived by their taking care of you and a medicine which might cure you? But with the coming of death, they were all useless." Now, on a very interesting note, of course, we find here that Imam Ali alayhi salam again is talking about individuals who, via their tongue, they proclaim to be detached from the world, but in their hearts, they are very much attached to the materialistic wealth, to the materialistic possessions of this materialistic and temporary world. Now, he's really addressing everybody, though, in this sense. And he says that, when did the world deceive you? When did the world, with its wealth and its beauty and its glamour and its excitement, deceive you and make you forget, one, that every single one of us will die, and two, that this world is not the eternal abode. This earth and this world is not where we will remain for forever. And so why would you invest so much into something that will remain here and not go with us towards the next part of our life, meaning the hereafter? And then Imam Ali, he brings up these two very interesting points. He says that, are you deceived by people taking care of you when you are sick or when you are down or when you need help? These people that come and take care of you, does that make you think that you will live here forever? Or perhaps the medicine which you take that cures you, does this deceive you that you think that there will always be some sort of medicine that will save me from the clutches of death? Or perhaps in the past, and even perhaps in the modern day, this search for the fountain of youth, the fountain of eternity, are these things deceiving you from the fact that all of these things will be useless? They won't matter when death comes knocking upon our door. And so, dear friends, why not work and invest in the hereafter? Why not work for the hereafter? Invest in the hereafter, a place where we will remain forever, whether it is a good place or a bad place. And where is it that we will accumulate the luggage and the provisions for that world? Well, it is in this world. A profound and beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أسألك الأمان يوم يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks. So they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And when Ali becomes the embodiment of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can understand why did the Prophet say, "An-nazaru ila wajhi Aliyyin ibadah." To look at the blessed face of Ali is an ibadah. Because this is no more the face of Ali, this becomes wajhullah. There's so many narrations by different Sahaba on this issue, even from Aisha, where she was talking to her father one day that, you know, I was noticing that you are sitting there in the company of the Prophet, although the Prophet was there, but you are constantly staring at the face of Ali. What happened? And the father says, you don't know, the Prophet had said, "An-nazaru ila wajhi Aliyyin ibadah." I was not looking at the face of Ali. I was doing the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sin committed in human history according to Quran was which one? You will say Qabil. I'm going even further up. Shaitan. What did he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do sajda to Adam and he refused. How did he justify that? He said basically, "O Allah, you are my Lord, you are my Khaliq, you are my Raziq. I only do sajda to you. I'm not going to do sajda to somebody who is even inferior than me." Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have rewarded him. "Oh, you are a very good muwahid." No, he becomes a rajim, accursed. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if you want to worship me, you will have to worship me the way I want you to worship. You can't make your own choices in my own ways that this is what I think is better. No, because worship means submission, total submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so learn this submission from Ali. When Ali stands on Musalla, he is oblivious of the surrounding. His body is here, but his ruh is at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can actually sense the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a question sometimes comes up, what does it mean? Are you saying Ali saw Allah? No, na'uzu billah, we are not doing shirk here. This will be kufr.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.